Welcome to The Examine, your daily prayer, hosted by Father James Martin and brought to you by America Media, a Jesuit ministry. This podcast is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/examine. That's patreon.com/examine.
I'm Father Jim Martin. I'm about to lead you through a traditional Jesuit prayer that will help you notice where God has been in your day. But first, let's begin with our weekly reflection, which is released every Sunday. How does it feel now that we've finished the Christmas season and have returned to ordinary time? And if you didn't know, we're in the second week of ordinary time. There might be a bit of sadness, since the beautiful anticipation of Advent, the glory of Christmas, and the wonder of the feasts of the Epiphany and the baptism of Jesus are such rich times, liturgically and spiritually. And the Advent and Christmas seasons can be so exciting, with special masses and liturgies, the beautiful daily readings, lessons and carols, as well as time spent with family and friends, and even some nice gifts. So there might be some letdown as you return to ordinary time. Yet for some people, Christmas can be a hard time. It's natural to feel a little sad that as you age, Christmases aren't quite as exciting as they were when you were younger. There are also the inevitable holiday stresses that go with anyone who spends time with their family. And some may even feel lonelier at Christmas. So for many people, ordinary time can't come quickly enough. Let me suggest one thing that we might all agree on. Ordinary time offers us a measure of calm after the holidays. Holidays that were either exciting and fun or stressful and sad. So perhaps this week you can thank God for the gift of calm, even when you pray. Because sometimes what God wants to offer you isn't some great insight or moving memory or heartfelt desire, but something simpler, a feeling of calm and peace. A few years ago, I was complaining to my spiritual director that not a whole lot was going on in my prayer. I was in a super busy period in my life, and he said, "Maybe God just wants to give you the gift of calm in the midst of your busyness." Can you accept calm during your ordinary time? Now, let's enter into the examine and review the past day. If you're listening to this in the daytime, we'll look back at yesterday. If it's in the evening, when most people pray the examine, we'll look back at today. I'll lead you through the meditation, and after each step, we'll give you time to reflect. First, take a deep breath. Just relax and ask God to be with you. If you'd like, you might imagine yourself sitting with Jesus. But whatever way you do it, let yourself enter into God's presence. Remember, this is a conversation with God, and your time to look back over your day with God. Now call to mind two or three things from today that you're grateful for. They need not be big things, anything that blessed your day. Call each of them to mind, one by one, savor them, and thank God for them. Now let's review your whole day from start to finish, from your getting up to your going to bed. Try to notice where God has been. Where did you accept God's invitation to be loving, to be grateful, to be yourself? And where did you turn away from it? Think about specific people, places, and events. Let's start from your getting up this morning. What was it like? Did you eat breakfast or skip it? Were you rushed? Calm? What was the beginning of your day like? Where was God? Now think about the rest of your morning. What did you do? Where did you notice God? In what people and places and events did you encounter God? Take your time and just notice. Let's move to the middle of your day, around lunchtime. What was that time of day like? As you cast your mind back, what do you notice? Now we're in the afternoon. What happened? Whom did you speak with? What did you do? Where did you encounter God? When you're ready, move to the evening, around dinner time. Just notice what happened. Where was God present to you? Now remember with God the end of your day. What happened? Call the end of your day to mind and notice where God was and how you responded. Now take a deep breath and pause. As you looked back over your day with God, you probably remembered some things that you regret, because none of us are perfect. Remember those things now, even your sins, and express sorrow to God. Ask God for forgiveness. If they're serious sins, you might want to think about going to confession. But for now, just ask God for forgiveness and the grace to do better. Now take another deep breath and call to mind something that came up in your exam just now that was especially meaningful. Just bring it before God. Maybe you'd like to say something to God about it and let God say something to you. Thank you. Now take a deep breath and ask for the grace to see God in the next day. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Father James Martin. Keep noticing. This podcast was produced and edited by Eloise Blondio. Our executive producer is Eric Sundrup, S.J.